longtime member of the Fantasy Football Winners community texted me the other day. We were going back and forth about a slow draft he was doing, where he's trying to decide who to take in various rounds, and he was bouncing things off me. The text anytime feature that I offer is $1 a day for folks who just want me to be there on the other end to talk them down from stuff that they would normally not do, or to give them some different perspectives in real time. And so this guy, very capable fantasy manager, was trying to decide at one point, maybe in the 9th, 10th round, about getting a quarterback, like a second quarterback, super flex. It was a third quarterback, that's what it was, or another wide receiver. And a little while later, he mentioned to me that he did get a receiver. It was his 6th wide receiver, maybe that was like round 12. And so he had 6 wide receivers. And he said, I remember he texted something like, I think that's enough. And I thought to myself, it might be one too many. And I think, and I messaged him at the start of the slow draft. And I said, one of the biggest things to watch out for is that there's so many good wide receivers out there. Not necessarily so many great wide receivers. There's a bunch of great ones, but there's a lot of good ones too. There's probably 30, 40, 50 that, you know, are in the top 35 to even 75, 85, who could realistically crack the top 50 or even the top 40 on a good week. I mean, Keenan Allen, was, as I'm recording this, is like 73rd ranked wide receiver. You know, it would be ridiculous to think that he couldn't be top 50 if things break right for him, and maybe even top 40. So there's a tendency among a lot of managers, and I have fallen into this trap before, and I have to consciously remind myself not to, of just saying, wow, that's I'll take that wide receiver, I'll take that one. And choice between a handcuff running back or, yeah, that wide receiver is pretty good. Top 50 guy, you know, I'll start him, you know, on bye weeks and stuff like that. Yeah, I'll round out my lineup with that wide receiver. Before you know it, you have too many wide receivers, because for most of the season, barring injuries, you're stashing a lot of these wide receivers on your bench. And the problem with stashing them instead of, let's say, a handcuff running back is that a lot of these wide receivers don't have the upside of a handcuff running back. So in an optimal scenario where you have some top 45 to 55 wide receiver on your bench, if the starter gets hurt and they're, you know, the number 2 or the number 3, yeah, they might step up. They might be a top 25 at that point, you know, top 30 or something like that, depending on their role. Very rarely do they, is it a next man up situation at wide receiver, unless you're talking about an amazing number 3 who's just biding his time and then jumps in when the opportunity arises. In general, people overdraft wide receivers. In general, and you can look back on your rosters over the years, I'd be curious to know what percentage of you find by week 3 that you need to drop a wide receiver, that is your most expendable person. That any kind of thought you had at the end of the draft of, yeah, I'll take this guy, just in hindsight, didn't even make sense when there were higher upside guys available. There are some leagues, obviously, where, and Premier Fantasy Football League that I run with over 150 managers, has 2 flex spots. So with something like that, you've got 2 wide receivers, 2 running backs, and 2 flex spots. I'm committing at that point to at least 5 wide receivers on my team, because I want 4. I want to start 4. I feel more comfortable with the high floor of 4 wide receivers and the plethora of wide receivers out there versus trying to get 4 starting running backs. That's a heavy lift early in the season. Maybe some handcuffs will come through and take over for an injured starter, and then suddenly you've got 4. But in the early stages, I like focusing on wide receivers and double super flex, you know, kind of a double flex, not super flex, but a double flex situation. 5 seems like the right number. And that's what I did last year. And having 6 means you're probably, unless you have some guys with very early bye weeks, it doesn't make sense to me to carry 6, because things are going to happen. You're going to get a guy getting hurt, you're going to get something else, and you're going to have to drop somebody to pick up somebody. And those wide receivers, again, to me, are the easiest thing to drop. And if something's the easiest thing to drop, then why are you getting them in the first place? So, this guy who has the text anytime service with me texted me that, he had this sixth wide receiver and he thinks it's enough. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, it is enough. I didn't say that to him, but I think he got the picture, by my non-response. I'm joking. He knows, because I said at the outset, be watchful of this. It's going to be tempting. In those latter stages, I would strongly advise if you have bench spots, and I'm talking like 5+ bench spots, which most leagues have, just take 2 or 3 handcuff running backs. You know, the next Jordan Mason is out there. They occur every year. Some third stringers who are rookies are going to rise up and get some spot starts. They are going to be more valuable than any wide receiver pretty much that you could get in the final rounds of your draft. There's always the next Puka Nacua. I get it. Like, somebody could come out of nowhere and dominate. It is very, very rare. So, to summarize, 2 wide receivers that you can start, and let's say 1 flex. I'm carrying 4 wide receivers. If I have a very deep bench and I have a very top-heavy wide receiver core, I might take a 5th if it's the number 2 or even the number 3 on one of the teams where I have the number 1, because that way I get a little bit of a bump. Even if it's not huge, it's a little bit of a bump if the starter goes down. It's kind of like a wide receiver handcuff that isn't. But it's just enough where it's worth it to keep them around a little bit. If you've got 2 flex spots, I'm generally carrying 5 because I want that 1 extra. But again, you're going to see good wide receivers in the 11th, 12th, 13th round. Then you're going to say, I might as well. And I would just caution you, instead of saying, I might as well, be ready at that point to add a 2nd quarterback who might be a top 12 quarterback. Tua Tagovailoa has been going late in drafts. He's like the QB 19 in ADP. Why not take a flyer on him instead of a top 50 wide receiver? Those are the types of things that can make or break your season, not whether or not you get 9 points out of a backup when you could probably pick someone off waivers to get you 6 points. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, Facebook community, email me on the Gmail account. And if you want to sign up for Text Anytime, that's on the website. You can see how it works. $1 a day, easy as pie. See you tomorrow.